3. My goodness, I'm glad Brother Kenneth said everything that he said. He saved me about 30 minutes right there. Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Job. The book of Job. And you know the book of Job. It's not something that is unfamiliar to you. I realize that. I'm in a place today that I have been before. I heard Jeremy say, God's brought me here again. I thought about what Tony has testified time and time again. You know what we need to see? God do it again. We need God to show up in a mighty way again. I studied in all different places, and Lord wouldn't let me get nowhere but right here. Hallelujah. Look with me, if you will, in Job 23, verses 8, 9, and 10. You may not ever have to memorize them, but you ought to mark them.
That's right.
It's going to be a time in your life and when you're going to need to know these scriptures.
That's right.
Job was a just man, upright. Jesus, hey, thank you, Lord. The Lord declared that Job, there was no man like him on the earth. That's what the book said. I ain't at that standard. I wish I was, but I ain't there. So I know I'm going to need this text. I know I am. Look with me if you will. Job 23 verse 8, I'll read the text and then you can be seated, we'll pray. Look at verse 8. Behold, I go forward, but I cannot perceive him. Let me back up to what I didn't read. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there. That's where I live a lot. But he gets honest in the next phrase. And backward, but he said, I went forward, I went backward, and he said, he is not there. Now, Job, but he gets honest, but I cannot perceive him. Now we're where we need to be. Oh, he's there, friend. I guarantee you, he ain't left you, my brother and sister. You just got in a place you're not perceiving, your perception is messed up. Woo! Well, y'all have been in a submarine and that thing raised up, that periscope. I'm telling you, sometimes we so down and so beat, we just need to raise that periscope, get a different perspective. Our perception sometimes is like Job. Look on verse 9. On the left hand, woo, where he doth work. But I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand, but I cannot see it. And then he finally has Jubilee. But he knoweth the way that I will take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. You can be seated. Father, we love you. I pray, God, you'd anoint us and empower us. And God, continue the service as you see fit. Bring glory and honor to yourself. You're worthy. Oh, Lamb of God, have your way. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I do pray. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a little while today, I'd like to preach on the thought of the gospel of the left hand. There's a good news about the left hand. He is in foul shape. He's in a place that he went to the front and went to the rear. He's went to the left and to the right. He cannot perceive God and he does not behold God. But he finally realizes it don't make a hill of beans if I can see him or not, because I know that he sees where I'm at. And hey, praise God. If I don't feel him, if I don't see him, woo, I know he knows the way that I take. I'm glad I'm in his sight. I'm glad I'm in his care. Can I say amen right there? Woo, thank you, Lord. I thought about our text. He admits this. He said, I am on the left hand where he doth work. I thought about this thought. I won't have time to go through the whole text. Don't feel like that's the Lord's will. But I want to look at that one little phrase, on the left hand where he doth work. Now, he mentions that when he's tried, he's going to come forth as gold. Can you believe with me? Understand that sometimes we suffer that God gets glory. Are y'all with me? Let me remind you of a New Testament illustration. Remember the boy that was, what did the Bible say? Born blind. You know what the book says? It wasn't for his sin, and it wasn't for his mom and daddy's sin, but what was it for? To get glory to God. How somebody help me. I'm telling you today, friend, great God in heaven, sometimes what you go through and how you suffer is so God will get glory. I say amen. God's going to get glory out of this right here. I'm going to tell you, I'm getting in a little bit on the glory because of what Job went through. I'm getting some help today because of what Job went through. He says, it's beneficial for me to be tried because when I come out, right now I look like raw material. Y'all would throw me to the trash. I look like just any other ore. But when I get done through this fiery trial, when God gets through trying me, I'm going to come forth as gold. Do y'all believe that sometimes trials are a good thing? I believe they are. I believe sometimes trials, our testings are good. Thank God so that we can get stronger in our faith. I believe, thank God, that when you see an old tree that stood up on the top of the peak and its way, it felt every wind and it's felt every storm. Thank God you can cut the trees out around it. That one up yonder that's been by itself, that felt like it stood alone, it'll stand when the worst storm comes. Can I say today, sometimes God lets you just be alone so you can be assured. Was Noah not alone in the ark? At one time, he is alone. Come thou, and then all thy house. Hey, I believe that sometimes God just gets us into a long time of my life. At this moment, Job felt like he was alone. He had his own wife, and wouldn't your wife do the same? And I'd probably do the same as she did. No need to beat her up. Hey, she lost her youngins. She's lost everything that she owns. And her hero is sitting in ashes of former sacrifices. Are y'all with me? With sores from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. No wonder she says what she says. But nevertheless, he feels alone. The very comforters are worthless comforters. And it looks like all they want to do is point out Job for the problem. Can I say today, God's building up Job. He's going to make Job stronger. Amen. Think about this, friend. Sometimes God lets us go through these things for growth. Sometimes God lets us go through these things so we can comfort and warn others that are going to be going through it. Sometimes God lets us go through it so he can just whoop the devil through man. Where'd that come from? I tell you, God whooped the devil, ain't no, he made him. But boy, it sure is good when God uses one of his youngins. Woo! I like that. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad God gives us the victory. Our faith is tested and our faith is tried, but we come out of the fire like gold, Job says. Well, in saying that, Job says, I'm on I'm on the left hand. But he says, on the left hand is where he doth work.
Right.
Now, in the Bible, those on the right hand are going to go to heaven. The thief on the right side is the one that got saved. When Jesus was raised from the dead, he sat down on the right hand of God. Are y'all with me today? That right hand is the favored side. It's the side of power. But the left side is the weak side. But I'm glad it ain't the worthless side. Ooh, amen. It's the wandering side. That left side, left hand is the left outside. Oh, yes, it is. It's left outside the gate, those that were on the left. It's left out. Matter of fact, my wife is left-handed. My wife says this whole world is made for right-handed people. It makes left-handed people feel like they're undesired. You know what Job is saying? He's saying on the left side is where the bad stuff happens. It's where all those who left feel like, even matter of fact, let me just say this, the left side is the unwanted side. In fact, if you look up in the Bible, left-handedness is wrongdoing. In fact, a covenant that is shook with the left hand is a covenant that won't be kept. Can I just say, Job says, I feel awkward, I feel neglected, I feel left out. I'm on the left-hand side. Oh, yeah, and on the left-hand side, he doth work. Every one of us started out on the left side, but God moved us to the right side. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. If everything in this world that is undesired is on the left, liberals are on the left. Lousy living are on the left. Loose living on the left. I watched my wife cut up a cucumber. You know what I've watched her? Left-handed. And you know what she'll do? Put the good stuff on the right and the junk on the left. I said, boy, I can identify with that. Are y'all with me? You do it subconsciously and don't even think about it. You drive a car, if it's a stick shift, you can't do it. You got to do it with your right hand. If you left-handed, you get a mess. He'll punch a gas with the right foot. He'll hit the brake with the right foot. Are y'all with me? The formation in the military starts out with the right foot. Everything in this world, I'm glad. Let me just say this. I'm glad I'm on the right side of Calvary. Woo! But I didn't start out there. I am, by the way, now that I'm saved, I found myself as a saved, born-again servant saint on the left-hand side. But God does work there. You see, when health declines, you get on the left-hand side. But God does work there. A good preacher friend of mine went into congestive heart failure not long ago. And he just told me yesterday, ain't been a week, Brother Linder, and that doctor's done turned him loose to a four-bore schedule. And I said, glory to God. We're looking forward to having you at the church. Hallelujah. But at that moment, he was on the left-hand side. His mama, have Alzheimer's. His daddy's at the point of death. His own body was failing him. Have y'all ever been to that place when you feel like everything that is possible can go wrong is going wrong? That's the left side of stuff. But ain't you glad? God don't just leave you over there. He don't just cast you out. He works on that side to move you back to the right hand. Woo! When health declines, when business deteriorates. I mean, when everything you do to make a dollar and to keep your family fed, when everything goes haywire, I'm glad. Thanks be unto God. He works on the left side. When sorrow darkens the home front, when things happen at the house, that's the left side of life. But I'm glad God knows how to put a husband and a wife back together fire. He knows how to restore the wayward children. I say hallelujah. God knows how to work on the left side of things. When sin divides the church, I'm glad God does not leave it, but God goes to working on it. I must be on that left side a good bit, because I always want to sing this song. He's still working on me. I find myself breaking out singing that. I sung it one day over there, Brother Jeremy, on the sidewalk of Columbus. He's still working on me. And it was packed with people. And as a little lady said, to make me what I ought to be. And I said, woo, amen. And we just struck it up right there. You know what? I'm glad I ain't a finished product yet. But y'all just hold your taters. One blessed day, the horn's tooting and I'm scooting. And you're going to see a glorified, this body's vile and it's wretched and it's decaying. But I'm going to put on a glorified body. Woo! I'm talking about in undesirable conditions and circumstances. God works on the left side. He works with undesirable sinners. I'm glad he does, y'all. Can I say amen? God works on the awkward side, the left hand. The word left hand actually means, if you look it up in the dictionary, it also means awkward. It means a left-handed oath. It means thank God. It means one of them places that you don't really think much of. You see, Brother Jeremy, when we want to go somewhere, what side of the road do we ride on? Can I say amen? Your GPS don't even like to take you. Nothing but right-hand turns. Because it's dangerous. I'm going to tell you, the left side's a bad place to be. It's a dangerous place to be. You see what happens when you get on that left-hand side through circumstances, trials, and troubles. If you don't realize God knows where you're at, you'll get a little angry at God, get a little frustrated about what you're going through, get to thinking you don't deserve being there. Oh, yes. And if you don't watch it, that neglected side, it begins to produce a neglected kind of living. Oh, yes. You neglect reading your Bible. You neglect, hey, wanting to hear preaching. You neglect living right. You neglect walking holy. You neglect modest dressing. You just go to neglecting stuff. And if you go to living in a neglected way because you're in a neglected place, or so you feel, I'm going to tell you what will happen. God will just come over and he won't write you off. He'll work on you. He'll work because God works on the left hand. Yes, he does. I'm glad he works on the left hand, Brother Jeremy. You know what? We do live neglecting ways. Our spiritual vineyard has got weeds growing up 10 foot tall. Our vineyards ain't kept, and we're not working near like we ought to, spreading the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I hope somebody will help me out today. I want to work. I want to get busy, Brother Jeremy. I can't see it. I just know this. I was on the left side of life when God saved my soul. And thank God he did it then. And if God worked on my heart when I was lost to get me on the right side of Calvary, then when I mess up and get in a sideways, awkward, neglecting kind of living way, I'm glad God still loves me and God will still work on me. I'm glad he does. Job said he works on the left side, the awkward side of life, the neglected side of life. Can I just remind y'all what happened the day you got saved? Can I just remind y'all? It was dark and you didn't see nothing, like that little girl. Daddy was down in the cellar and the ladder was gone. And she couldn't see her daddy, but the light was where she is at and he could see her. And he said, honey, jump. She said, daddy, I can't see any. Flick a light on. He said, no, I can't do it, honey. You jump. I'm afraid, hey, you just jump to me. She said, honey, let me ask you something. Has your daddy ever lied to you? She said, no, sir. Do you believe that I'm able to catch you? She said, yes, sir. Do you believe I'd ever lead you wrong? She said, no, sir. He said, jump in. And she jumped. And when he caught her, he reached and flicked the light on. And he said, honey, I know God's been dealing with your heart, church. I see you convicted. Hey, has God spoke to you before? Yeah, but Daddy, I can't see him. Well, let me ask you, has God ever lied to you? No, sir. Do you think God's able to save you? Yes, sir. He said, Daddy, I'm jumping right now. Can I say that's what happened when you got saved? You jumped into his arms by faith, by faith, by faith. I'm telling you, take the jump today. It'll be the best to get off the left side. Get on the right side of life. Get on the happy side. Get on the honorable side. Get on the homebound side. Hallelujah. God works on the unhopeful side of life. When it seems like there ain't no hope, boy, I'm glad God just somehow come along and give you some hope. God works on the undiscerning side of life. If you look up that word, left-handed, anytime you talk of left-handed in the old Noah Webster's dictionary, it carries this kind of idea, not discerning. Have y'all ever been to the place that you found yourself where you could not discern what God wanted you to do? That's the left side. And guess what? God knows that sometimes you get into a bad shape and you can't discern the way out. But ain't you glad that the Bible says over in Hebrews 2 that he's able to succor them. He's able to relieve them, to help them, to assist them. That word carries this idea. If y'all remember when we was little, they too cheap, they don't do it no more. But y'all remember when Pizza Hut used to have them little, or they might do it, I don't know. When they have them little mats, Brother Jeremy, and they had a maze on it. Y'all ever seen them mazes? And you'd flip it over. I couldn't ever get them. But I tell you what I'd do, brother. I'd start at the finish line, go back to the beginning. I'd get it every time. You know what Jesus did? He done died for you. He done been buried. He done rose the third day. He's going from the finish line to grab you, and all you got to do is just follow him. Is everybody with me? When you can't discern it, that's when you trust the Lord. Listen, the Bible carries this idea. I had my pistol the other day on my side. Y'all do think that's all right? I know everybody here does. Amen. Y'all bought it for me. Amen. Amen. That pistol on the side. And on the clip, it says Psalms 23. And the boy saw it, and he got to looking at it. It said, Psalms 23. And I said, yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, well, what you got that pistol for? That's for all them that ain't my shepherd. I'm a Second Amendment preacher. Amen. Amen. Jesus said, sell your coat. Are y'all with me? So I got done saying that. He said, man, what are you talking about? I said, well, let me just give you this idea. I said, I trust the Lord in everything. Oh, yeah. Hey, man, Brother Jeremy, help me out. I said, when it says this, the Lord is my shepherd, I want you to take me to that wall, okay? It's not me having a look. I'm over here doing this. Whoa! Glory to God, it's good to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. That's how the Lord leads me. I ain't got to figure everything out. I ain't got to discern everything. I tell you what, everybody in the world is wide open and can see, and we act like we're blind people trying to cross I-26. Feeling your way. Well, I just don't feel that's right. Well, quit going on your feelings. Quit going on your feelings. I'd take go on the facts. He might. A blind man feels his way. But a man that's got sight, he just looks at the facts. Traffic's coming. I can't cross. Are y'all with me today? When it feels like I'm blind and I just quit trying to feel my way. And I just trust God. I just rest on him. Woo! And by the way, while I'm resting on this side, if some other undiscerning person that's on the left hand with me when I shouldn't have no business being over, comes along for me, then I base everything I'm fixing to do when I pull that gun out on that other scripture. Is everybody with me? I'm going to trust God. That's what I'm going to do. I'm on the left side of life a lot of times. The awkward side. Y'all ever been somewhere and you felt like you didn't belong? Felt out of place. Felt awkward. You don't belong on the left side. I'm going to tell you, you watch somebody that's saved, born again, washed in the blood, and let them go back and try to drink some of that Bud Dumber and that Miller Low Life. You know what they're doing? They're going to be worse than they was for the ever. Yes, sir. They're going to hate it. They're going to be miserable. And I tell you something else, that world's going to treat them like a dog. It's going to treat them worse than they ever did. You ain't got no friends on the left-hand side. The only one you got is the one with working gloves on. And he knows how to get you out of the mess. Amen. Brother Jeremy, it don't sound feasible. But I remember one day when a fully loaded Thompson gravel truck came to my house and sucked down to the axle, loaded, bed tilted. And she said, I'm going to call a wrecker. And I was responsible for getting her back here. And I said, no, don't call no wrecker. That'll cost us. Don't call no wrecker. I'm going to hook my Ford F-150. She said, preacher, it ain't going to pull this. I said, hook it to it. I'm talking about bottom out, axle sitting on it, mud halfway up on the tires, full of gravel on a tilt. Couldn't do nothing, afraid it was going to slide off the back of the hill. I hooked it to it, put it in first, and never spun, pulled her right out. She said, dear God. I said, I don't know if that's Ford or Father, but we got you out. Hallelujah. Can I just say this? Hey, when the Ford can't get you out of the mud hole you find yourself in on the left-hand side, can I say the great God of heaven, woo, who loves you, will hook a Holy Ghost log chain to your soul and pull you out. I'm telling you, I don't like the left side. It's the wrong crowd. It's the neglected side. That's where lepers live. That's where that, oh yeah, and I used to be one, but I ain't got no business living back in the leper colony because it cleansed me. Can anybody say amen? Woo! He'll pull you out. He'll pull you out. Now, brother Linder, I thought about this. My boy back yonder sitting at the sound booth. One day I was messed up on the left side, pastor in a church. Y'all forgive me. Right here. Had Toyota backed up, loading up wood. Just trying to be a blessing to somebody. Busted my tail light out of my Toyota. Boy, it's a blessing. It's, boy, I tell you, I got mad. Yeah. I don't, yeah, preacher gets mad. Forgive me. I got mad. I said, man, all I'm trying to do is, and have y'all ever found out when you try to help people is when you get in a mess? Yeah. Have y'all ever found out? You know why? Because the devil wants you to quit it. Oh, yeah. I tell you what I'm going to do. Yeah. Just pop that sorry rascal right in the eyeball and keep on helping. Hey, man! Hey, man! Because it's on the left side when you're self-centered and all you care about yourself. But when you get on the right side, everybody's more important. Hallelujah. I'm trying. No, I ain't really. Woo! I say amen. You know what he said to me? He said, Dad, ain't no sense to get upset. Everything happens for a reason. I said, phew. I said, all right, son. I just went to pray. I said, dear God, help me, Lord. All things work together for good to them that love God. Job realized, I might not see God, but all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called. I can't see him in the front. I can't see him behind me. I can't see him on the left. I can't see him on the, but wait just a minute. He works on the left. He ain't gonna forgive me. Woo! He'll work on me. Well, there's a whole lot more I probably... Let me just say this. If you're a Christian today and you feel like you're beat up, bruised, and just about... It's kind of like one of them cars. I don't know why I'm on them cars today. You're on them cars and you... Let me tell you what happened when you don't do regular maintenance on it and you live on that neglected side. Yeah. You'll be going down the road and you'll get to feeling awkward because a big big cloud of black smoke's behind you.
Yeah.
And that thing's knocking.
That's right.
Yeah. And you shouldn't have, it's because you neglected it.
Right.
It's because you messed up. And you know what happened? Because you didn't do what you ought to do, what you'll do is you'll go to missing. You go to missing services sometime. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
And then you go to knocking.
Yeah.
Everything the preacher says.
Right.
That's preaching!
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I'll tell you what you do. You don't get enough intake of the blessed water of the word, you'll go to overheating, getting mad, blaming everybody else. Hey, and you know what next you'll do? Blow your head and show out. Woo! And then you know what? You're ready for the junk pile. And they'll just throw you over and leave you on the left side. On the left is the wrecks. They ain't no good. They're non-repairable. But then somebody will come along who wants to restore it. Hey, and his name's Randy. He'll say, that looks like junk to everybody else, but I'm seeing a masterpiece. That looks like a mess, but I'm seeing something special. And you know what Brother Randy will do? Can I go over there and get that? He said, it ain't worth much. He can have it for about nothing. He'll hook a chain to it, haul it up on his wrecker, take it over to the lift.
Yeah.
And go to lifting it up.
Yeah.
Go to changing the bushings. Go to changing the bearings.
Yeah.
Might even rebuild the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he don't care what it costs him.
Yeah.
When it's done, when it's done, it's going to be better than it ever was. And is that not what God does for us?
Yeah. That's right.
If you on the left side, don't give up. Don't give up, friend, please. He said he works on the left. To them that's already on the right, the work's already been done. Now there's a crowd that thinks they on the right and they don't need no help. No, you got to admit you're on the left side.
Amen.
You got to get guilty. 30 minutes saved. Got to get guilty. And when you get guilty, let him work. You see, David was on the left side one day.
Yes, sir.
Just like you and I was when we was lost. He is in a miry pit. And every time he tried to get out, every time, the more he tried, deeper he went. Y'all ever been stuck in mud? I'm talking about North Carolina.
Yes,
swampy red. Are y'all following me? Yeah. Oh, yes. Might be in Georgia too, sis. I'm not sure. But John, thick mud. The more you try to get out, the deeper you go. And finally, somebody will throw you a rope from the bank and absolutely rescue your life. Woo! You can't, David said, but he heard my cry. And he heard me, then he lifted me. He did not say, they throwed a baptism pool in the hole and I swam my way out of it. He did not say they throwed in a bicycle 10 speed and I put me a name on it, Latter-day Saint, and rode my way out of that. That ain't what he said. He didn't throw in enough tracks to stack up, to climb his way out of that. But I tell you how he got out of the hole, and by no merit of his own, by no help of his own, he brought him out. And then he set him up. Boy, I like this. He set him up, put on the rock, put a new song in his mouth, tuned him up, fixed him up. One day gonna call him up. Church, you was that way too. You was on the left side too. Couldn't do nothing for yourself. He said, he heard my cry and brought me out. Brought me up and brought me out. Set my feet on a solid rock and established my going. Put a new song in my heart. What'd he say? Even praise. What'd he say? To my God. Had a man come in yesterday. He said, preacher, where I go, they don't like you saying amen. I said, leave. Was that too strong, y'all think?
No, that's right.
I think that's right, though. I really do. I mean, you just had to hear the other stuff. But when he said they didn't like him praising God, I said, leave. You know why? They might all be down in that hole. Because you ever get out of that hole, yeah, there's something going to come up out of you. I mean, when God wells up in you what God's done for you, it may come out in a tear. It may come out in a hand wave. It may come out in your faith. I don't know how it's going to come out. But it'll show up and show out sometime or another. Is everybody right? The left side is the undesirable side. To most people, it's an unhopeful side, awkward side, a neglected side. But it is a side where he works. Amen. Can I tell you, you may have neglected him, but he will never neglect you. You may cannot discern him, and you may not behold him, and you may not perceive him, but he knows right where you're at. And all you got to do is call on him. Amen. Brother Jeremy, at the end of the story, Job gets twice everything. He may not could have handled twice everything. But after he's been through that, he's been strengthened. He's grown. He's trusted God. He's been an example. He's helped others. And now God's going to give him double. Somebody had the audacity one time when I preached that, say, preacher, he didn't get double children. I beg your pardon. Some of them's in heaven and some of them's on earth. He still got double. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I say glory be to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God's good to his children and he's good to you. And if you'll just surrender your life to him, he'll do something for you that you say, but preacher, if is killing us. If is killing us. Listen. On this word, if, one man of God said, oh, that I could tear it out of my heart. Oh, thou poison of my pleasure, thou cold, icy word that touches me so when it freezes me with the very touch. If, and what I'm saying is, friend, remember the devil come to Jesus and said, if thou be the Son of God. That's what the devil wants to do to you in your midst of your trial. He wants you to doubt your sonship. He wants you to, amen, amen, that's right. And he wants to doubt your condition. Ain't that what the devil got Jesus out yonder in a desert? And the devil said, look at you. You're hungry. You're in a desert. If thou be the Son of God, I'm going to tell you, he'll try to get you to doubt your conditions, your circumstances, even your Christ. I tell you what you tell that sorry rascal to do. Everything you ever said's a lie, so turn it around the other way. Yes, I'm a son. Yes, he cares for me. Woo! He hears my cries. And when I'm on the left side, I may look left out. I may look awkward. I may look neglected. But you just hold up. Daddy's coming. And when daddy gets here, he's going to straighten things out. He's going to hook the chain to me. He's going to fix me up. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand to your feet. Jacob, come. Father, we love you today. Hallelujah. Somebody here saved. Feel like in a mess where they just come. Lord, get some help at the altar. Maybe some have looked at their situation the wrong way, in the wrong light. Lord, maybe they've just had the perception of he's not there. He's not there. Maybe they can't feel him there. Maybe they can't see. But you said in the word, I don't know. I don't see him in the front. I don't see him behind. I don't see him on the right. I'm on the left side where he doth work. But he knoweth the way that I take. And when I am tried, I will come forth as gold. Oh, would you hear us today? Would you lay your all on the altar today, saint? If you're saved, would you come to the altar today and just lay it all out, every thought that you have, every action, every attitude? Would you just lay it all down for him?